Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet. Anyway, I'm also published on several different sites, and you can find me at Bye Bye Blue Sky, Brian396, Gag Canada, and throughout the internet. So feel free to check out the new link. We got a new link on augmentinforce.com. For those of you who go on there to do your searches and stuff, we've got a new C60 link on there. I think you may find it highly informative. We'll talk about the link today on the show. I think it's a good link. If you haven't checked it out, what I may do is I'll put it in the chat room. For those of you in the chat room, you will see the link. Give you a head start. But go to augmentinforce.com and go down into the directory of content at the bottom right side, and you will see the C60 link. There's been a lot of talk about it, a lot of hype and hyperbole. What I've done there basically is to present the other side of the coin. It was an interesting last night. Me and two other collaborators were looking at these carbon C60 images. You know, if you go on, do a Yahoo search and do a Yahoo image and do a Google image, you'll find that what I found interesting there was we saw a pentagram in the middle of the fullerene. Pentagram. So I brought this to the attention to the other two guys. Did you guys see this, or am I just seeing something here? And we went and looked at a lot of them, a lot of different images of different, you know, carbon C60 molecules, and every one of them had a pentagram. They had a six-sided figure, and in the middle was a pentagram. So the one guy who looks at things in a little different manner, has his own way of researching and whatnot, said that the pentagram represented Venus and the six-sided represented Lucifer. So isn't that interesting? So then I kind of wondered, and I threw this out there, I wonder if this is going to cause some behavioral disruption by consuming this product. I don't know for sure. I can't say it's going to. I don't know if it will. But we found that a little bit odd that formation was in these carbon molecules. Now, whether that was, and I'm not one who believes in coincidences, nor am I one that believes in, you know, chance. Especially when it comes to this kind of tech. So anyway, we looked at that, and then also I did a three-hour interview for those of you who didn't get it, so I will give you the link to that. The link was initially on another YouTube site, and it got changed, so I will put it in the chat room for those of you who hadn't had a chance to look for it or haven't were able to find it. There's the link right there. It was a good three-hour interview we did. We talked on everything you can imagine. We talked on the nano. We talked on the global issues, the governances that are going on, things that are happening. We talked about sex. Those who are interested in sex and the implications of sex, what it really implies, you know, the our generation, those of us in the 50s and 60s, were really, really, really duped with the idea of falling in love and being in love and love, 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 and we're going to make love and all that stuff. But there is another side to that love, that love thing. You know, the chemistry that goes involved, the genetics that gets involved, and how it really can tether you or bind you in with a wrong person if you're not careful and you're just responding to an impulse or a chemical reaction. So we got into a good discussion, and it was really a well-done interview. Actually, I've seen it four or five times. I don't normally watch my interviews that much. Usually once or twice I take some notes about how I responded, you know, so I can be more effective. But it was well done. If you haven't had a chance, the link is in the chat room. Go check it out. You can look at it. I will also put out there, Bye Bye Blue Sky has also been pretty active. She's got a new billboard going up in Saskatchewan. So I'll put that in the chat room as well, just to make let you guys know that things are happening behind the scenes. There is activity. There is life, you know, in Canada, and we are trying to propagate life and liberty and the pursuit of living. I don't know about happiness so much, but living. I was talking to somebody from the Ukraine earlier today, and she was feeling fairly depressed. And a lot of you are feeling depressed. A lot of you are feeling depressed. I'll tell you why you're feeling depressed. Some of it has to do with the planet. The planet is dying. The planet is dying, and you're mourning. A lot of you are mourning what's going on the Earth. You know. So when we're looking at that aspect of it, and you're feeling kind of down, looking at life and thinking, oh, what a crap hole this is, and blah, blah, blah. That's part of it. The other part of it is frequencies. You are all being hit with some kind of blue beam technology or other Li-Fi technology. I have had targeted individuals contact me and tell me straight out. So pay attention here, because some of you are know people who are going through this, and these people are being looked at like they're nuts or they're crazy or they're just self-inducing some kind of psychosis. Okay. A lot of these people are being hit with these targeted weapons and frequencies, and they're, you know, some of them are winding up paralyzed. Some of them are winding up with temperatures or getting exceedingly hot and then chilling cold. Some are losing the capacity to function physically. Some are having to have voice-to-head technology in their head, and they're being told, to do weird things, or that they're no good. You're a piece of crap. You know, what are you? We're just gonna, you're good for nothing, and you know, this whole game going on. Or you need to go kill that person. You need to kill. Just kill. You know, this is going on. Not just in the United States or Canada either. This is global. I'm getting calls from Europe. I'm getting calls from people across the planet. Some are telling me they're shaking up so bad, they're sitting there just literally gyrating and vibrating because of the frequencies they're being hit with. So the paradigm in this world has changed. We're no longer living in this sort of complex comfort, thinking that we're going to live in a country and we're going to retire and, you know, we're going to go out to pasture and die gracefully. You know, we are dealing with some heavy-duty tech today we've never had to deal with before. There we go. People are waking up across the planet. I got to tell you, I'm impressed with the results I'm seeing. I forgot to put this link up. This is the new link. So again, if you can't find it on the website, you can go here and take a look. This is the new link on the Carbon C60 before I go on. Now, if you know anybody using this crap, this hexagonal pentagram molecule, you might want to have them take a look at the other side of the coin. See, this is the problem with this health food industry today. It doesn't need to be regulated. It needs to be left alone. But the problem is, with that, this kind of thing creeps in and then starts to hijack people on a molecular level, on a DNA level. You know, before there was some sort of ethical and moral guideline when products were being sold 30 years ago, 35 years ago, 40 years ago. I mean, stuff was creeping in then too, but not like today. And today you got so many of these witch doctors and these medical kooks that get involved with the health food industry. What did the guy call? Word crafters. These guys are word crafters. They manipulate words in such a way that you think you're hearing something phenomenal and fantastic and it's awesome and, oh, it's inspiring and it's stimulating and it might just do the trick and, oh, my gosh, you know, and then you fall for it. And then it begins. The experiment begins because now you've ingested the material they need to access your DNA. When you look at the research and you look at the reports and you look at all of that that's there, see if that corroborates with what they're saying on the product, how it's going to cause longevity. The same material that they said they gave to rats, they did the same thing with rats as well, and it caused huge duress on their digestive system, DNA obstruction. It cannot be picked up in the blood. So there's a lot of half-assed bullshit, stuff being said about this product. So again, I am just going to present this side of this to you. This is the other side of the coin, which needs to be explored as well. Not the sensational Walt Disney theatrics that NASA is putting out there. These guys are affiliated with NASA, then there is an agenda going on. And better believe there's an agenda going on. Who's going to be the most susceptible to buy this kind of stuff? Millennials. Millennials and people who are desperate. If you actually, like I said, look at this, you're going to say, how in the world was this ever released into the general population? And who released it? Who let this go? Who allowed this to be released into the general population? Was it the FDA? Was it the Ministries of Health? Was it the Health, was it the Health Protection Branches? Was it the Health and Welfare in the United States? Who allowed this to be let go? There is a culpability and a responsibility here that somebody needs to step up and take on this, because this should not be going on. And anybody, and if you're hearing any, like I said, medical kook that's perpetrating any kind of nano, either one, they're basically ignorant beyond belief and don't have a clue to what health is really all about, and all they are is shysters putting on a medical doctorate of some kind to sell you this concept that they're doctors or scientists. Or two, they are basically hijacking you on purpose. That's it. You know, if you are seriously involved in any form of activity where it regards health, you need to look at both sides of the equation on this and then weigh out, is it worth it? Is it worth it? You know, that's the choices everybody makes when they get involved in the healing arts. There are some things that offer more risk than others, for sure. And there are some things that offer no risk. Okay, but again, you got to use what's required in order to fix whatever is going on. This is important that you understand this, okay? Most doctors who actually go by the Hippocratic Oath are going to use everything in their power to heal you without taking advantage of you, without ripping you off, without trying to ask for sexual favors, without trying to do anything in regard that requires any kind of immoral or unethical conduct. A true doctor does this, or a true practitioner, or a true physician. These are people that go out of their way to try to help you in any way, shape, or form, to do what is required to make sure that you live, survive, and can thrive. Okay, and sometimes there are some things that you have to use that can be a little bit dubious, but it's required. I'm not always against the pharmaceuticals on everything. A lot of things I am, for sure. But there are some things that I can see merit if it's combined with other things to offset the side effects of what they're trying to do. So when we're looking at stuff today, okay, here's a thing. I tried looking for a clean B vitamin complex, hard to find without junk in it. Okay. Let's assess this correctly. Okay, a lot of you are having the same problem. I'm going out, I'm looking for vitamins, and they got all this, like a lady today. She's going to put this thing in her eye. And this stuff has antifreeze, propylene glycol, polyethylene glycol. Why would you put that in your eye? Why would you put that in your eye? It causes tissue damage and cellular damage. So why would you put that crap in your eye? And they don't look it up. They're so bloody, incredibly lazy. It just astounds me sometimes. You know, when you don't know what a product has in it, seriously, don't use it until you find out. Take the initiative, you know. Do something good for yourself. Do some research. Look up, what is polyethylene glycol? What's it used for? What are the side effects? What are the dangers of it? So, when we're looking at some of the stuff that's in some of these things, if you can't find a clean product, that means you have to make it. You have to get the raw materials and put it together yourself so that you have an idea what's going on. You have an idea what you're doing. You're having an idea that what's in your product is not going to cause you problems. Okay? If you can't find a clean product, then start ordering online, circumvent the middleman. Take the bull by the horn, get the raw materials, and start learning how to make your own stuff. Back in the day when my parents came from Europe, you know, they didn't have money. So they had to repair stuff, and they developed skills to make what they had last longer. The concept of buying something new because something's broke was not in their vocabulary. They had to fix. They didn't have the money for one thing, unless they absolutely had to buy it. Then they would. But they would fix whatever they had. That would resolve a lot of the recycling issues that we're dealing with today. That would resolve a lot of the garbage issues that we're dealing with today. See, back in the 40s and 50s, when people lived in the United States, they didn't have a problem with garbage and waste because they weren't so wasteful. Same in Canada. Canada didn't have a garbage problem. You go to Toronto, they have no place to dump their landfill. Their landfill is filled. They're driving truckloads of garbage into the state of Michigan because they got no place to dump it. You got about 12 million people in the surrounding metro area there, and they got no place to dump their garbage. So it's being carted over to Michigan. I know that makes the Michiganians feel great. Oh, we're getting Ontario's garbage. Yay! Come on down, bring more. But that's why we're having these problems with the landfill. This concept of consumerism, we really got to put a stop on that and change the way we're thinking on this. Do you need to buy a new pair of shirts, clothes every month? You need to buy furniture, new furniture every year because you're getting tired of it. Would it not be cheaper to get it reupholstered? Have a guy come in and reupholster the furniture for you. Wouldn't that be better? I mean, if the frame is still good and everything is good about it, you're just getting tired of the way it looks, how about some reupholstery? You know, instead of buying a new car, renting a new car every 3 years, why not fix the one you got? I mean, you got a car that's old and got tired iron, and you got to replace it to do so. Look, the thing about corporocracies and corporations, they're only as powerful as the mechanism that is feeding them. If you keep on throwing money at these corporocracies, they will always wield power over you. That simple. Cut the funds and watch they get weak. All of a sudden, they sweeten the deal. If they know you're going to need to buy a car because they got this information, they figured out when you bought your last car and you're due for a new one. So when you come up to them, they've got you. They've got you by the short and curlies. They've got you, and now the negotiation you have is very limited. So So when you go to them and on your terms, they now have to kiss your backside. See, that's how it should be. That's called power to the people or power of the people. But again, this is something that I grew up with, you know. You got to remember, the money in your hand equates to power. And before you partake and let go of your power, you know, you might want to consider what you're letting it go for and why. You know, if you can get away from using plastic, by all means. I go more toward cash unless it's a big ticket item or I'm buying stuff from the store, and then I pay it off at the end of the month. That's how we need to be dealing with credit as well. Because a lot of these things I'm telling you about is affecting your health. You're running, chasing the wind, trying to pay off a debt that's causing you stress and causing you high blood pressure and causing you insulin issues because you're not eating right, because you can't afford to buy the right food to sustain your body. You can't afford to rest correctly. So now you got, you know, congestive issues going on in your system. You got high levels of inflammatory issues going on. And then someone comes along and says, I got a magical product here. I got this magic pill. Come and buy my magic pill. This magic pill is magically delicious. It's got a pentagram and a six-sided image to it. Swallow the devil, why don't you? My point is, health is all a perspective in what you do and how you live. If you can't afford to live a certain way and you can only live within a certain means, then you might want to start to reinvent the wheel, you know, so that you can sustain yourself. We are living in times today that you cannot afford to waste money, especially with all the targeting going on, these frequencies that are hitting you. You're now going to need money to protect yourself and to create a fortress within your own home to block frequencies, to block signals, to block, you know, nano and nanobiology. You know, you got to look at even the food you're eating. You may have to, like I said, get into a grow-op concept where you grow your own. Why is everybody making Bayer Monsanto rich? You know, we go to the grocery because it's convenient, right? We don't have time. This is where we need to maybe come up with a different way of coordinating what we're doing. People that aren't working may want to start growing gardens, indoor gardens, or people maybe in their neighborhood or in their neighbors, and create their own little mini co-op. You know, and you know, start supplying the neighborhood. I mean, these are things to consider. You know, start a greenhouse. You know, you are dealing with technology today. You know, they can rain down on you a hydrogel or a liposome in the rain, bringing in it it acts as an incubator till it hits the ground. Have you noticed, whenever you get a dysfunctional weather, you get a heat wave that comes in, then you get a cold wave, then you get some rain, then when the rain comes down, the roads dry up within like 15 minutes. You got a heavy rain, it's coming down, boy, it's just, peeing down all over the place, and then 15 minutes later, the roads, the streets, the sidewalks are dry. And then we get another heat wave. Do you see the pattern? First, I heat up the environment, make it open to receive the chemical I'm dumping down from the sky. Then the chemicals come down from the sky, liposomes and hydrogels carrying incubated material into the rainwater. Hits the ground, it gets absorbed almost immediately. Then things heat up again. And what happens when things heat up? Things hatch. I talked about this years ago that we were going to have a pest problem up the way because the weather was changing the way it was. And usually we have a mosquito season here where I live especially, And usually when the summer comes, the mosquitoes are out in packs. You'll have 30 of them flying in front of you, just sitting there, hovering away. And you see them pull out the napkin. They put it around the neck. They got the fork and the knife. And they say, "Dinner," and you're it. You know. So when we're looking at, you know, this kind of activity, this is something to pay attention to. Oh, it's hotter than blazes. Next thing you know, we get this cool front come in and it cools things down. Then we get a rain and then we get this heat front come up again. And then all of a sudden, you're all having respiratory issues, allergic reaction issues, skin issues, pain issues, mental fog issues. You think perhaps that's a coincidence? Do you think perhaps that's a coincidence? Just something I'm throwing out there to get you to observe. How many of you got the yellow lenses? How many went and bought some yellow glasses now and wearing them wherever you go outside, especially at nighttime, seeing the green hue around the light or the headlights having a green hue or your computer screen going a little bit different, lighter change in color. Or you're looking at fluorescent bulbs and CFL lights and seeing a green hue. Think perhaps, maybe, that's a frequency coming from the light. How many of you have looked at the moon with the yellow lenses? Take them off and the moon looks like it's pure white. Like it's almost like a CFL. And this blue haze seems to be either coming or going to it. But put the glasses back on and it's back to yellow. I haven't seen a yellow moon since I was a kid, and that's me not wearing glasses. And I'm not smoking any cannabis or anything weird either. But try it. Take a walk on the wild side. See what you see. You may find things ain't what they appear. Remember in that movie, They Live, they had those special glasses? That's what I'm looking to find next. I want to see if I can come up with something like that or something comes my way and I can put them on and I can see the sign saying, "Indulge, obey, obey, indulge, have sex, you know, don't rebel, obey your government, obey, 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 eat, 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 consume, consume, consume." I seriously think that's going on with these frequencies. The blue beam. You know, we're living in a artificial intelligent world. I wouldn't call it intelligence. I would call it an artificial malevolence in the world. This artificial malevolence is subjecting everything to its programming. Everything. The mark of the beast, I think, this is again speculation from my part, just to point out some connection here. But I think the mark of the beast is a direct connection to artificial intelligence or artificial malevolence to incorporate mankind into its program. That's what it appears to me. Now, some of you have other interpretations, some have some other kind of church thing, more power to you. But when I'm looking at this technology today and everything around it, everything that has led me down this road, everything that has, all the doors have opened to me in the research and development of this nanobiology and the synthetic biology and has led me down to artificial intelligence. And this isn't just the scary part. The scary part is the other computer programs that they have operating, like the Q-Wave and the D-Wave and some of these other things they got going on. When we're looking at these things as well, you know, this has taken us into realms we should seriously be looking at dropping nanobiology. Nanotechnology. We need to walk away from this technology. I was looking at something else that was on that site after the break. If you have a break, after the break, I'll go on through the site with you and point out some things. But they got some stuff in there that when you read it and you begin to understand how this technology can really override your DNA, it makes it it's very, very alarming. This technology that we have today has replaced nuclear on all fronts. All right, come on back and we'll talk about that in a bit. Hey everybody, we're back. This is The Remedy. I am your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Again, you can access the show by going to www.microeffect.com. I'm going to read one part of the link. It's on page 18 of the, 18 on the, with the transfer, but anyway. I want to read to you how dangerous this technology is. Before the break, I said you could literally replace nukes. Wasn't kidding. This makes nuclear warfare look like a firecracker. Because with this biology and this nanotechnology and nanobiology, this is so horrendously dangerous. You know, and anybody can do it. That's the thing. This puts everybody in an equal playing field. You can create these things to do whatever you want them to do, and they can be damn near invincible to shut down with this type of thing. So let me read this to you in regard to some of the things here. This is called synthetic tissues build themselves. Synthetic tissues build themselves. Biologists program cells to self-organize into 3D structures in a first step towards tissue that regrow and self-repair. Now, nanobiology could always do this. It had the capacity to self-assemble, self-replicate, and self-repair. This is taking it to a whole different level. A whole other level that, again, makes one go, Okay. They've demonstrated the ability to program groups of individual cells to self-organize into multi-layer structures reminiscent of a simple organism of the first stages of embryonic development. They are now using this, the platform of the embryo, to create an assembling of the biotech to create whatever they want. DNA encodes an algorithm for growing the organisms. Now, this is what they've done. They've taken DNA and they've incorporated it into this nanotechnology, nanobiology, because now the DNA will direct it to do whatever it wants to do. Now, if something accesses your DNA, gets into the double helix, and you and it fires a frequency to send a program into your genetic code or into your DNA, it now becomes a part of you. That's how targeted individuals are getting hit with this kind of technology. This also infers something else as well. Imagine, okay, I'm going to give you a scope here. But imagine dropping this down from the sky. And then something that can integrate, you know, has a DNA construct or a code attaches itself to you, accesses your DNA code, and then you turn on a tower or a cell phone or an iPad or a television or a computer. It activates the program and you're gone. Cause of death, heart attack. Cause of death, diabetes. Cause of death, accelerated aging. Cause of death, cellular implosion. Cause of death, brain damage. Cause of death, cancer. Cause of death, autoimmune disorders. And the list goes on and on and on. You don't need a nuke. All you need is an airplane that can fly by and draw and spray. Notice the spraying in the sky? Notice that? Some might say it's a vivid imagination. But you know what? People have seen these things in the past and said these things and were said the same thing. Frequencies of all natures and sorts can activate this tech. So let me further read this so that you guys get the gist of what I'm talking about. So all you guys are running around and saying, I'm going to get my gun. You better have something more than a gun. You better have a brain and you better understand the nature of what I'm saying here. They can spray your area, they can spray your neighborhood, they can spray your block, they can spray your community, they can spray your suburb, and this is all it would take to disengage everybody in that perimeter. That's how dangerous this stuff is. DNA encodes, now, okay, forget that. It's easy to get overwhelmed by the complexity of natural systems. So here we set out to understand the minimal set of rules for programming cells to self-assemble into multicellular structures. A critical part of development is that a biological structure form, cells communicate with one another and make coordinated collective decisions about how to structurally organize themselves. Let me repeat this so that you guys understand what is being said here. Okay? Let me repeat this so you understand what is being said here. A critical part of development is that as a biological structure form, cells communicate with one another and make coordinated collective decisions about how to structurally organize themselves. This is what they've patterned the technology with. This. To mimic this process, they relied on a powerfully customized synthetic signaling molecule called SynNotch for synthetic notch receptor to program cells to respond to specific cell-to-cell communication signals with bespoke genetic programs. Using SynNotch, the researchers engineered cells to respond to specific signals from neighboring cells by producing a Velcro-like adhesion molecules called cadherins, as well as fluorescent marker proteins. This is basically synthesizing biology. Okay, causes assembled cells to change color and self-organize into multi-layered structures akin to simple organisms or developing tissues. Two groups of cells to self-organize into one layered sphere. So when you're reading, I can put a comment here. Pay attention here. This is synthetic biology forming using DNA as a conductor and the SynNotch as the program and director here. The means to weaponize this is infinitive. This makes using all forms of current tech that is nuclear totally obsolete. Polarity, in other words, governing not only signals, but a field to interact with other cells or other synthetic structures. This is something else further down, okay? They even engineered cells that formed the beginnings of polarity. The distinct front, back, left, right, head, toe axis that define the body plans of many multicellular organisms. This is huge. In order for this kind of technology to work on any level, on any life, on any form of life, you first have to load the body up with some kind of material that it can adhere to and utilize in its construct. Now, about 15, 20 years ago, there was a study done on the American population, and they said that the American population was already 50% sugar. That's carbon. Carbon. You already were 50% of a high conductive material. They love vegans. They love vegans. Vegans eat nothing but sugar, no matter how you cut it. If they're eating a green leafy vegetable, a carrot, a potato, or some fruit, that's sugar. That's all carbon. See, we are not a carbon-based life form. We never were. But they've loaded the body up with carbon, lots of it. This technology loves carbon. It literally assembles with the use of carbon. You know, like I said, the nanobiology just loves it. It's the greatest ligand going. It's a superconductive material or semiconductive, depending on how it was constructed. No, Starfire, they don't want a Borg. They don't want the Borg. No. They want you. Why have a Borg when they can download your memories, everything in your brain, into an artificial intelligence? It can turn around, restructure your program, and then insert you into another nanobiology. You won't need anything. You'll just be able to access whatever through the AI. This is all about assimilation of a planet or taking over of a planet. This is not just some kind of mad scientist or science fiction today. This is real. Why are smart dust being sprayed in your food supply and not being removed? Why are they spraying nano silver in the food supply? Why are they putting nano silica in the food supply? Why are they pushing so hard to sell this carbon C60? Why are they pushing all this nano materials? Why are they finding nano obstructions in vaccines? I don't believe in coincidences. And I don't believe in that kind of inept or inefficiencies. This is a well-orchestrated, well-planned, well-released program that they put in play. Well, everybody's been sitting home watching the television and being entertained by football and baseball and love of your life and some soap opera and whatever you're watching on Friends and Bugs Bunny and whatever entertainment is going on, getting caught up in the social whatever, because they entertain you that with that, you know, how this is how you're supposed to be social engineering. This has been going on and they've been developing it. This is completely incredible. You know, the old biblical saying goes, if Christ doesn't come back, no flesh would be saved. Pretty much that's it in a nutshell. You know, the other verse that says that when he comes back, will he find faith on earth? Could imply many things. One of them could be implied we could all be dead or assimilated. So, you know, these are just another way of looking at things. I don't just follow the churchology. I find that the churchology is very close-minded in a lot of things. And a lot of things are going on around churchology that the church needs to wake up on. You know, we need to wake up and see certain things and to be prepared. I'm not a church goer by no stretch of the imagination, nor do I intend on going to any church anytime soon. But if you are a believer, you might want to take a look at what I'm showing you here. You know, you might want to take a hard look at what I'm saying here. I'm not the only one saying it either. That's the thing. Other peoples are coming out there in different ways and different formats and are showing the same thing. This is incredibly dangerous what we're at now. We're at a precipice right now that we need to walk away from. We really do. We need to put pressure on these globalists to walk away from this technology, because this is incredible. This is beyond belief. The scope of it is incredible. You know, I see this thing and this, I don't get rattled too easy by too much. Gotta tell you. Takes a lot to rattle me, but this is overwhelming. You know, this is really overwhelming. The nature of what they've done to us, how they have violated our DNA, our genetic code, sold us on this bull crap called organics when there's nothing organic about it. That's been the other big kick in the arse. They got everybody believing that the organics were going to be so much better, so much healthier, so much this, so much that. And they put so much advertising campaign and to justify how good the organics are. And then later on to find out that they were loading them up with nano particles or nanometals on the food supply, or they're spraying chemtrails or putting smart sensors in all of them, or even spraying glyphosates. This is by far the biggest fantasy going. When you're thinking in terms of food supply, okay, you're better off eating the animals at this stage. They will at least filter it out. And somebody will get all into this, oh, they're so abusive with the animals. They're abusing the bloody planet. This is the problem with vegans. I always say this many a time. They're stupid. Stupid beyond belief stupid. They think they're eating live food. Now, this is the other fallacy there that they've got them believing, this conception. When you pick a fruit from a vine or from a tree or from the ground, it literally dies within about a half hour to 45 minutes. The nutritional value drops by about 75%. So by the time they see it in market, it's already dead. All you're getting out of that food is, if there's any nutritional value, it's minuscule. Lots of sugar because it's carbon, and lots of contamination because of the nano spraying that they've been done from the sky and from below. So when someone's going to try to tell you that the food chain is safe, it's not safe on any level. This is why I strive so hard with those YouTubes to get you to start looking at neutrality, as neutralizing the foods you're eating so you can minimize the uptake of these components, so there's less attributes to access you. Okay, I'm always talking about the micro effect. Give them your support. Give them what you can. Show them that you care. Ask what you can do for them. See what you can do. ByeByeBlueSky.com, Brian396.com, GagCanada.com, AugmentAndForce.com. Check out the sites. Get educated. Get aware. Then start studying so you know what to do. AugmentAndForce.com. I've got also a catalog link. Feel free to access that. I also do consultations. Feel free to give me a shout or send me an email. Again, the number is 519-977-5351, or the email is independs@yahoo.com. Go look at the YouTubes that we've done. We've done a lot there to help those of you with frequencies and other things to get you started so that you can start investigating for yourself the things that are going on. Okay, I've gave you at the show, I've given you the links here. You can go to byebyebluesky.com, new billboard in Yorktown, Saskatchewan. I'll give you the link again so that you can see it in the chat room. Hold on. You can go to augmentinforce.com, click on the C60 in the directory of content, take a look at the other side, and for those of you who are in the chat room, this may help you, take you directly to the link. There you go, docswixsite.com. If I got the time, I'll see if I can get this other one in there to you. C60 Nano Impact, that's the Wix site, so I'll give you the link there in the chat room again. So if you haven't got it, go check it out. So it'd be independs.wixsite.com/C60 Nanoscale Impact. Okay, nanoscale impact. You might want to take a look at this, have a real hard look at what's really going on, because we are in a new realm, whole new realm, whole new ball game here. We are going to be dealing with synthetic biology and synthetics and incubated materials coming out of a lab, being delivered through either a hydrogel or a liposome or both delivery method. That black goo thing that guy was talking about, he's so goofy, he's not even funny, you know. That's what they've been utilizing all this time. The Chinese started that back in 1956, and today it's refined. So again, these are things you need to really open your eyes to. so you can then prepare, because if you keep following the status quo that's been being perpetrated, you're going to get taken completely out. You got to start thinking in a whole new paradigm, because that's where we're at. We're in a whole new paradigm. We are in an AI malevolent world, or a Luciferian age, if you want to call it that way. We are in a Luciferian age, and the AI is running the show. So the less access to your system, the less access frequencies can get a hold of you, the freer you are. And I would also suggest, when hurt, have a one-on-one with the Great One. Can do you no harm. Might even give you some inspiration. That's just my word, my take on it. And I'm not referring to myself. One-on-one meaning with the Almighty, with God, with Christ, whatever. Okay, just so that you know. So start looking at this data. Start sharing the data. You know, it's not up to you to convert people. It's up to you to present the truth. The conversion will come on their own. If the truth shall set you free. Remember that. You don't have to convince anybody. Present them the details. Present them the facts. Get them to think. That's how you wake them up, by getting them to think. You mean? That's how you wake them up. So get them to think. Start looking at this stuff. Like I said, we've been, Brian396 and myself and other people involved have been looking at this. We've been presenting this to you. I think he's working on another page as well with the zeolite to expose that one. I'm not sure. So when he's ready to put it out there, I'll let you know. When we look at this stuff, seriously, take a hard, hard look at it. You know, don't just get caught up with the Disney Channel theatrics. Don't get caught up with the Walt Disney wide-eyed Mickey Mouse world. Really pay attention to this. They will go all out to sell you stuff that will embed themselves. I mean, think about it. A pentagram surrounded by a six-sided molecule? Is that coincidence? I don't know. Don't think so. But that's my thinking. So, and again, I have a certain take on things as well. And when I see things like that, it makes me scratch my chin and go, You know, do we need to download any more? I did a video and I talked about the Forbidden Fruit Program and how we got caught up on the Forbidden Fruit Program. Do we need to download more of this is my question, you know? Think about that. Think about that. The Forbidden Fruit Program. You know, that's what got us in this mess. So think in terms of what we're doing today, where we're at, what's going on. You know, what's happening, you know, and then you'll come up with solutions. Then you'll start coming up with solutions. You know, that's probably as good as I can tell you. And start cooperating with each other. Kick around ideas. Nobody knows everything. Okay, nobody knows everything. Everybody has something to contribute. And you might come up with a real super idea. You never know. God might inspire you to come up with something great. All right. We'll see you Thursday. Till then, do some studying. All right. You take care, eh?